Welcome to the Bear Essentials Podcast, a short and sweet and sometimes spicy weekly peek into the journey of Christian parenting. Now, here are your guides, the founders of Bear and Squirrel, Charlie and Christina Matz.
I am Charlie, and I'm sitting next to my beautiful wife, Christina. We have four kids, ages 9, 6, 3, and then 7 months. So as you can see, we're right in the middle of this journey called Christian parenting, and we want to share that journey with you in the hopes that God will use it to encourage you and your family as you journey along with us. This week, we're talking about the first 15. Now, what is that?
I don't know.
Other than a really awkward time in your life.
So the first 15 is something that we do. It is the first 15 minutes after we get home from somewhere. Because I don't know if you guys are like me or us and our family, but it's a little bit chaotic when we get home. And it's not like they run all over the place. It's more like I was noticing we would get through the door and the kids would all start asking me questions. Can I do this? Can I eat this? Where is it? Like, just, it was a lot. And so I was trying to think, how do we get them to stop being so, like, up in our business, so to speak, and just be calm? Like, I just wanted them to learn to calmly transition from one thing to the next in life.
So how do you do that? So walk through, you know, or maybe I can try and you tell me if this is what happens, because I've seen it when I'm with you. You know, it's mostly implemented.
I'll buzz you if you're wrong.
All right. It's mostly implemented for, obviously, I'm gone all day at work. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the times when you come back from something, you're doing it without me.
Yes.
So you've got puzzles. You've got really constructive kinds of things for the kids to do depending on their age. They walk through the door and you remind them, all right, we're going to do the first 15. And then they go quietly. All right. What? This is great. What did I do?
No, we talk about it in the car. Okay. I make sure they're fully prepped.
See, that's so they an important
know,
note.
Yeah. They know that before we even walk in the door. And our 3-year-old is like the cutest thing, because like when we start to get close to home, she'd be like, remember our first 15. So yes. Sorry. Go ahead. All continue.
Right. Yeah,
you're doing great.
So in the car, they come in the door. They already know what they're doing. They go and do what they're going to do. And you set a timer. And when that timer goes off, and I've experienced this, when the timer goes off, there's a calm.
Yeah.
Because everyone's kind of winded down into this kind of peaceful existence. And I think it's great because as adults, they're going to be much better at that transition into kind of helping them get calm and focused. It'll help them with their Bible study as they get older. It'll help them with maybe getting into their work and sitting at their desk and getting started on something.
Coming back from a lunch break. Like, you're all amped up. Do you know what I mean?
I have a problem with that. That's hard.
I think everybody does. It's like you take a 15-minute break or you take your full lunch break. Now you have to come back and sit down and get to work again.
Yeah, it's like the first 45.
There's lots of times in life where it's necessary to learn that just because you have a lot of energy doesn't mean you have the permission to use all that energy.
Well, and the upside for you, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you have a lot to get done, and you can use that time as well to get back in to the house, figure out what's next, get some stuff ready to go. Maybe you're cooking, maybe you're getting ready to clean.
Sometimes I like set the table, and then like when the first 15 is over, like lunch is ready. We have a 7-month-old, so I'll come home and I'll feed him and put him down for a nap while they're doing their first 15. And it was definitely harder for them in the beginning, obviously, like anything. I mean, we're training, so that takes our effort and our time, and don't expect to like implement this and then your first day you're like, oh, that was so great. I mean, we've been doing this for months now. And so the great thing is we do a lot of puzzles. We tried some different things. I tried out some different things in the beginning, but all of our kids have grown to really love puzzles through my twisting of their arms, but they now all genuinely love them. Even our 3-year-old, we get 24-piece puzzles for her and she goes to town. Dollar Tree, guys, Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree puzzles.
Puzzle like galore, okay? I got like 20 of them before we went to Michigan. But anyway,
That's like almost like $19.
It's 20 actually, because it's the Dollar Tree.
Yeah,
it's not the 99 cent store, though they might have some too. I went to Dollar
they're just total junk though.
Yeah, totally. And I'll be honest, like sometimes the puzzles are a little like wonky in there. They don't lay all the way flat, but for the most part, most of them
are great.
That's
what helps them get through that 15 minutes. That's
right. Well, but I was going to say, the great thing is like, you know, we get for our 6-year-old and our 9-year-old, I give them 100-piece puzzles. And so it takes them a while to get through them. And the 15 minutes will be over. And they say, can I please finish my puzzle?
Hey,
it's fantastic.
So if anyone is basically, you know, wanting to train their kids to understand how to wind down and focus, or they're experiencing kind of that chaos, you know, when they get home, you know, all those things, there you go. Try implementing the first 15.
Yes. You know? And the other great thing is just sidebar, is that I don't know, like our kids, I've noticed, probably all children, you know, the attention span like wants to quickly move and they want to like start something and then not finish it and go somewhere else. And this like makes them sit there. We make them not.
That's another good benefit.
We make them sit and like finish what they're doing.
Hey, in
regardless.
The land of fidget spinners and everything else going on, this is a great point. We need to get kids to sit, to train, to be focused and not be jittery and move on. Because I can tell you, in the modern world, when you're using all of the different tools you have on your computer and you're sitting at your desk, you know, there's a lot that you can switch and multitask to and multi-switch to, because there's, you know, multi-fast switching tasks, which isn't good.
It's like a tongue twister.
Yeah, it's not even said anything correctly, but
that's good though. It's really good. All right. Well, we thank you for joining us this week. Again, we brought this podcast to you from our kitchen table in Orange County, California. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts and give us a review. We'll see you again next week. And until then, enjoy the journey of this worthy calling called Christian parenting.
That's it for this week's edition of Bear Essentials. Remember to follow us on social or visit bear-squirrel.com to find storybook resources for godly instruction. If you have an essential you'd like to see addressed on a future show, please write us at podcast@bear-squirrel.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week with a brand new show.